Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, Lauren, and Danny. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back to
Cimarelli Podcast.
Oh, that's weird. I just want to say that one of our wonderful camera people, he's holding like this camera that like does this. So when he moved back just now, it looked like he was doing like a dance.
He was. Wow. That's cool.
Glad DJ Snake Hip. DJ Snake Hips over there. Get it?
Oh, all right. We are on episode 12.
Episode 35.
Called
Wrong.
Oh,
God. It's almost over.
A song. Okay. This
oh
is a
gosh,
song.
Get over it.
This is a song written by a bald lady with a little bit of hair.
Her name is Ellen DeGeneres.
Stop it.
Okay, it's not Ellen DeGeneres. It's someone never.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I would love to co-write with her. If she wants to write with us,
hit us up. She is free to do so. This theme of this episode, Wrong, is trying really hard to be what people want you to be and never actually accomplishing
Look,
it.
Look, I don't think I need to be part of this episode, okay? I've never done that.
That's really sad.
Wow.
This is a very serious, really serious podcast.
I don't really want to be here for listening to the song because I physically can't listen to it.
Oh, tell them what you do when you listen to it. Or when you listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, actually most of the time, like eight out of 10 times when I listen to the song, it's at the end of the day and I usually wear hair extensions. And so it's when I'm getting unready and I listen to the song, like it's been a long day of trying to be perfect and look perfect all the time and make boys like me who don't like me or whatever, make them care about me when they don't care about me. That's more of a better one. And I'll literally be listening to this and crying my eyes out. And then I'll take off my makeup and take out my extensions while it's playing. And I'm listening and I'm like, I'm just tired of always being wrong and taking out my hair.
Wow.
It's a moment. It really is.
So in beautiful. Case you have no idea what we're talking about, Wrong is track 12 on our album Sad Girls Club.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's my song.
Girls. Yeah.
And this is the hoodie that accompanies the album.
Hey, Danny, where can you buy
Sad Girls Club?
Oh, and you can get the hoodie.
Oh, yeah, you can get this hoodie.
On cimarellimusic.com/store. Hit it up.
Yeah. So we're going to hear a little snippet of this song. So hit it, Jeff.
The Lord needs his Jeffy Buff, so I can't. What a song.
That's so sad.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
So
I should have had a guest vocal on that one.
I don't know why we're laughing after such a tender, heartfelt song was played.
I'm trying to sing.
But we're going to hear some highs and lows from these lovely young men
right,
around me.
All right, I'll go first. Oh. I don't want
to
forget mine.
Okay.
Because
no
I didn't write it down
now.
This time.
Go.
All right, okay.
Catherine,
so.
It's everything she doesn't write down.
Go.
My name.
I can't remember. I didn't write it down.
Okay, so. Wasn't that funny, guys? Come on.
She writes her name down every
okay,
day.
So, the first hi. You know, the H to the I, to the G to the H. My high was when Amy stopped laughing.
Okay, get on with it.
My high was that I had the perfect day.
Gosh.
I really did.
Who are you, Hogan?
The other day.
Frank!
I went to the post office. I received a package that I had been waiting
going
for.
Going to the post office
and then,
is out of my
no, that was the only
anyway.
Part of it. I went on a hike with my friend. Did something else that's escaping me.
Oh, I know what you did. You went to coffee with your other friend.
Oh, yeah, I went to coffee with my other friend.
And then you went to a dinner at night with all of your favorite people.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a perfect day.
Wow.
It was so great.
What was your low?
My low was that yesterday. So I have these goals I set for myself to achieve personal growth, and I didn't do any of my to-do lists yesterday, so I felt really bad about myself because I had a two-day streak going. And then on the third day, it all went to crap.
I'm sorry.
It all went to cap.
What? So, yeah, that's my...
That's cool.
Cool.
I'll go next. My high was the car ride over here. Because Amy and I had a great time. I never hang out with Amy, and I don't know why, because Amy and I get along great, and she's a ray of sunshine. But also, she's really weird and salty and strange, and you don't expect it. So yeah, it's fun.
She's gonna cry.
She's fun to hang out with. We went to Chick-fil-A.
My hand is gonna cry.
It was great. And then my low was...
Oh my gosh.
I didn't think of a low. I'm gonna skip this one. I don't really have a low for this week.
That's
honestly,
good.
It's You're just been high. It's no, I'm not on a high.
Usually Danny's like, my life is a low.
Which is I guess good that
it's
right
good.
Now.
It's good.
Well, my life is a low when I choose to acknowledge my life. And then my life is right now when I don't acknowledge anything and I just pretend everything's fine.
Oh, that's great.
I have a song.
Oh wow, that's
interesting.
Really...
So yeah, everything is just boop.
Flatlining.
I'll go. My low was last night we filmed a music video and I got really cold outside and I woke up with a cold. And then my high was I just got an email that my new jeans are coming in the mail. So it's a pretty dinky high. It's a pretty lame, but it's a high.
Anybody else exist? Okay, I'll go. Into the abyss.
I'm thinking.
Okay, my high was my friend got her wisdom teeth out. So I went
what?
To, that's not her high.
Oh,
my high. But she got them out, so I went to visit her and we had a nice talk, you know. Aww. You know when like you're friends with someone.
Wait,
you're,
but was
like,
she like
friends?
Loopy?
No, not really. When you're like friends and then you finally have like a real talk and it's like, ooh, you like break the barriers or whatever. So we did that, and it was good. And her mom gave me a gift of aloe-infused socks and a Christmas notepad and a piece of chocolate just for coming and visiting her.
That's
I was like,
her mom
oh,
is an
my
angel.
Gosh.
Angel. Wait, so that was so fun. And then my low was I haven't really been able to sleep that well because I can't stop thinking. Not bad thinking, but just like I can't fall asleep until like at least midnight, which is not for me. I'm supposed to go to bed like 10, 11, so it's not fun.
Rough. Guys, most like of it. This month I wake up in the middle of the night, short thing, and I notice that I'm in the middle of a full-on dialogue with myself.
Oh my
you know
God.
Like I like was half asleep and I wake up and I'm like, yeah, but blah blah blah, and my brain I'm like, shut up. It's 3 a.m. this is a stupid conversation, and it's like
that's
so
wild.
Fun times. Christina, you've had a little bit of time.
You didn't go yet.
Oh, she did.
I didn't remember either.
Holy cow.
Okay, fine, I'll go.
Just make it up.
Oh, go.
Went to the Himalayas.
Okay.
Don't say lying.
Okay, my high was that I ordered this book and it came in the mail.
Oh, everyone's just getting packages.
So it's pretty cool that we live in this time of
packages.
Technology.
Email. Email turned real mail.
Whatever. And then my low was that...
Come
you died.
On.
You went to sea level?
You peed on the floor?
Yeah.
Danny,
just like,
stop.
Danny! That never happened.
Oh. Danny!
You stop talking about
you want a pee-related low.
Oh, no.
Sure. What is it?
No,
what?
It's not related. What I ran it? Out of toilet paper in my bathroom.
Oh, okay.
So that's it. I had to steal one from the
from
guest
me?
Bathroom.
Wow.
That's
my
low.
Pretty low.
That's crazy.
Okay.
She asked for it.
No, she really didn't go. I thought she did.
From short circuiting.
Short circuiting. You said you're having a rough day.
Come on,
this seems to be your low.
This is not like okay. Yeah, I went to the Himalayas. That was high.
Get it? The high.
You should just go with that.
Gosh.
Seriously.
No. Danny and I on the card was really funny. Because I went on Snapchat and I started, like, trolling a bunch of people
on
our band
Snapchat.
So it was our.
It was so funny.
It's Cimarelli.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
and then the low is that, I don't know, I have a headache.
That's pretty low.
You
have a headache.
You have a headache.
There you go.
Yeah, my brain is not functioning. Okay. I think I have, like, a sinus headache.
Uh-oh.
Someone poured some water on her wires.
Yes. I feel like that.
It's glitching.
Okay, so Kath... Kath has a spicy fan question, and this is from the people who tweeted us with the hashtag
Cimarelli Podcast. No, you can't tell what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cimarelli Podcast.
That was almost like Pam a little.
Cimarelli Podcast.
Podcast.
Okay, so I would say if this spicy fan question was a spice, I would give it an oregano vibe. Okay, so.
You would give
here
it?
Here is the question. How do you have... How do you have constructive discussions with your parents when they always misunderstand what you're saying?
Don't know.
Okay, wait. I was thinking about this today.
I've never had this happen.
Sometimes you're thinking like, okay, I'm going to tell this person this and I really want this to happen, right? And it's like, okay, I'm going to say this in hopes of getting this reaction. But sometimes you just need to say your piece so that you are speaking your truth and doing your part, and you can't control what the other person's going to do. And you really shouldn't be trying to control. I feel like that's almost manipulative to just be like, I'm going to share this, but only because I want them to share this. Like, it's natural to do that, but just try to think about on your end, like, what do you need to do to live your truth and share yourself, regardless of how people react to it? Mm-hmm. That's just a thought that I had.
I don't know that much about having honest discussions with your parents, because honestly, I never do that. But
hello, when it Mom. Comes, we know you are watching.
Hi, Mom. When it comes to getting across that someone's misunderstanding you, anyone really, just say your thoughts. Sometimes it sounds really hard, but it's only hard because you're taking into account like your fears or misconceptions or like insecurities or whatever. So you're like, oh, I'm thinking, like, you always have a very clear thought, like, I'm just trying to say, like, a weird example, just trying to say I don't like chocolate chip cookies, but you're thinking, oh, crap, they like chocolate chip cookies, so I don't want to say I don't like chocolate chip cookies because then I'll offend them, or, like, I don't want to say this because this will happen. Like, you have this clear thought, but sometimes you don't really want to say it because you're taking into account all these other things, so stop doing that and just think, okay, I'm trying to think about myself right now. The reason I'm having this conversation is that so we can understand each other better. And the only way you can understand a person better is by having honest, blunt, clear conversations.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what was the original question?
It's, how do you...
have honest conversation with your parents when they keep misunderstanding what you say.
Yeah.
Communication.
Well, I think a big thing is like, think about how you're phrasing things as well. Like, don't come across, like, from the get-go, like, really attacking or, like, really, like, offensive. Victimizing yourself. Like, just say it in a very, in the most, like,
neutral,
clear and diplomatic way that you can so that you don't put them on the defensive, because then you're not going to have a productive conversation.
Yeah, sure. And I would say also, like, your parent is just a human being. Like, they're not going to be perfect. Sometimes parents can be critical. Sometimes they can be, like, over the top. That they're just humans. And I think once you stop expecting them to be perfect, I mean, that usually doesn't happen until you get to be, like, an adult. So maybe that's more of an adult perspective. But just kind of, you know, cut them some slack. Give them some grace. They're doing the best they can. If you try to be respectful and you just try to, you know, even if they're not being respectful to you, be as respectful as you can and just try to give them some grace, because they're doing their best. You know, they probably have good intentions for you and love you and want the best for you, even though sometimes you feel like they're ruining my life. But they at their core, they generally love you and want what's best
for you. Also, just a quick thing to throw in there. No offense, any parents watching, Mom. But no, I'm not directing this at Mom. I'm just saying I know Mom's watching and she is a parent. I'm just saying that I don't know what you mean by misunderstanding you. But if your parent is, like, constantly, like, making you feel bad about yourself or, like, saying rude stuff to you or, like, not respecting you or whatever, like, you don't have to accept it or think it's true or be nice or not say what you're thinking just because they're your parent. Like, I'm just saying, like, yes, you should always respect people, obviously, because you can't expect someone to respect you if you don't respect them. But you don't have to be like, oh, it's my mom. Like, I can't say anything. I can't stand up for myself because it's my mom. Like, I have to listen to everything she says. You don't. You're your own person. You can stand up for yourself regardless of who it is. Just think of it like it's
you're saying,
like,
in a situation where your parent is being, like, disrespectful to you.
Crossing
then
a line.
In that case, if they cross a line, you should stand up for yourself.
No, you should always stand up for yourself. Like,
because that's the right thing to do in any disrespectful situation. Yeah. Stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
I have two things. I think you need to, like, dial the emotion down, or, like, just dial the conversation down to, like, a conversation instead of, like, a shouting match. And try to understand where they're coming from, because if you don't understand where they're coming from, it's going to be really hard to get your point across. That's because, I mean, like, for instance, this didn't really happen to me that much, but there was a few times where it did, where I actually was trying to have a conversation station with my parents, but one time I was like talking to my dad while I was yelling at him and he was yelling at me and he was like, get down here, because I was in my bed of my truck washing my truck and I was like, no, I won't, and I was just yelling the whole time. And finally I was like, I was doing this because I was trying to protect this person. And he was like, well, I wasn't even going to do the thing you thought I was going to do. I was just going to do this, and this is the reason why. And then I was like, oh, okay, sorry, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying, because I had something in mind. All I wanted in my mind was to protect a certain person from a certain thing. And you have to know, like, what is your goal of this conversation? If you don't have a goal of it, then it's kind of hard to figure that out. And then you can figure out, how am I going to get them to see what I'm talking about? And how am I going to see what they're talking about? So kind of that stuff.
It's hard to get your point across when you're like screaming, or when you're like having all this like weird passive aggressive stuff. Like, well,
all right, we're going to go to Lauren's take.
Yes.
Woo!
A great take.
She's a little more quiet. She's a little...
But she's still a ride.
Well, curly.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You said she's a little, I was about to say, bewildered, because you're like, she's a little more quiet. She's like...
Okay, that's deer in the headlights.
She's a little more quiet, but she's still a riot.
Good one.
Yes. All right.
Get that tattooed on
your wrist. Question number one. Which one of your sister's personality is the most similar... And which is the most different from yours?
What?
That's tricky.
The most similar
personality,
I would say, is Christina, but
which
she's
is
very
weird.
Different from me too.
But that makes sense.
It's weird. Half of us is like really similar, and then the other half of both like of us is like opposite. So
we're half twins and half.
But. Lisa and I are very different, too. Lisa and I are probably the most different,
which is
actually.
Interesting, because people are always like, you guys are twins.
It's yeah, so
but like, when it comes down to their, like, thought processes, like,
and,
you
like,
guys
the
are
way that she thinks and the things that she thinks about versus, like,
that's bizarre.
It's very different.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I would say. What is one thing that people think about you that is not true at all?
Mm. Okay. I think a lot of people... think that I hate them when I meet them because I don't really say anything and I don't like engage in like, so who are you? Like,
I'm
not
about
to say that.
Like,
that's how I meet people. I do that a lot.
So who are you?
I've said that so many times.
I actually do say that.
I don't do that. I'm just like, hi, I'm Lauren. And if you want to say something, you can, but I'm not going to, like, go into something. And especially if I'm with all my sisters, then, like, they're just going to talk, and I'm just going to, like, hang back. And if I'm not a part of it, I'm probably just going to walk away, honestly. But it's not that I hate them. So a lot of people told me, like, oh, yeah, I thought you hated me at first. I was like, I never did. Mm. So, yeah.
All right. How do you know that a friend is your best friend?
Well, it takes a long time for me personally to consider someone my best friend.
A long time,
so,
like 30 years.
Yeah. So when they're my best friend, I would say, is when like we hang out multiple times in 1 week and we, and it's
just
like
1 week.
Whatever, each week, okay?
On a regular basis.
And we like, I share like every piece of news, I guess, that I have with them, then they're my best friend. And, but no, because I, that might start out like that, but they're still not my best friend. After, like, months of that.
Gotta prolong.
And, like, I can trust them, and it's, like, comfortable, and, yeah. That, then they're my best friend.
Good one. All right, how do you deal with stress?
when am I stressed?
Like,
I don't
when you
really
lose your shoe,
know,
it's time
to
it's
don't
like,
really get stressed.
I feel like I just deal with, okay, how do I deal with stress? I don't really have like a one step routine.
One step.
Five
a 4-point plan like me.
Yeah, 4-point plan. It's I just deal with the situation at hand. I'm stressed about
the best
this.
Thing to do.
Do the thing.
Yeah. do the thing.
So I deal with it. The I just wisdom. I don't like go into my stress and be like, I'm stressed. I'm just like, okay, well, what
that
am I stressed
me?
About? This gotta
opposite
do
opposite of me.
I don't really deal with stress. I deal with the situation I'm stressed about.
Mm. Wow.
Very interesting.
Kicking it to the car. All right.
I
what's your
that.
Hair routine?
Nothing. I wash it every 2 or 3 days, honestly.
Wow. I wash mine like once a
well,
month.
Like
anyway.
Everyone's like, I shower every single day and every night. I'm like, okay, sorry. I use Not Your Mother's sea salt spray as dry shampoo. I only put in my roots because it's really drying. And that is all.
How do you get your hair to look like that, though? What do you do?
It just is. Okay, I wash it.
They want with, the real tips.
That stuff you gave me for my birthday.
Joico
shampoo J-O-I-C-O. And conditioner, like pH balance. I use that. And then I put in sea salt spray. That's all I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
her hair is naturally curly.
Well, also I curled some of it yesterday, but this is still usually how it looks. So. Mm-hmm.
Get it.
I was just blessed. All
right, we got the last one. This one's, this is a calf-themed question.
What?
Okay, when have you felt pure happiness?
Okay. I felt it. Okay, I feel like every time I have like a really honest and like open on both sides talk with someone, like about both of our lives, and where like I share something that was hard to share and like vulnerable, and they accept it and then they do the same thing, then I feel like that's when like I'm like filled up. And then it's like, because that happened to me, this doesn't happen that often, unfortunately, where it's like that really like deep, like I just shared all this stuff and they share all this stuff, and that happened like a month ago or something, and I was just like, I felt so like free and like fulfilled in that. Aww. After that, but that's something I've been trying to do more lately also, is like have more talks like that, which I have been doing, so
good job.
Yeah, I guess that.
Awesome. All right, that's it.
That was Lauren's take.
That was a variety, right? Didn't I do a good job?
Okay, we're going to go from the woman with few words to the lady
with too
who
many.
Never closes
the lady
her mouth.
Never shuts up. I'm sleeping. So anywhere. Actually,
Lisa does.
What? No, Danny
does. I sleep like this.
Oh, I thought you were saying I sleep talk.
No, I sleep
do sometimes,
talk.
But rarely.
I'm just, for all the people watching on YouTube or whatever, I'm about to look really weird because I'm cold, so I'm using a old sweatshirt as a blanket.
All right. So what's my segment called?
Sappy Thoughts with Kat. And what topic do you have for us this time?
All right. This day, I have...
This day.
Hey, readers. If you can't see me...
Ear readers.
I'm going to try to... I'm trying to think of the audio people right now. I'm going to try to describe these in great detail so you won't even need a facial expression. All right. So today's segment is how to give the perfect gift.
Oh.
All right, the number one rule of gift giving. I wish I could just stamp this on everyone's forehead. All right, do not give someone a gift that you would like, okay? Please, it's about them, not you. So, number one is pick out a gift your friend or whoever relative would like, not you. Not your style, their style. So, to figure that out, you have to take a look around. Are any of their clothes a paisley print? No. Then why would you give them a paisley shirt? You know, that kind of a thing. Unless you maybe have a gift for anticipating something someone would like that's very different than what they have. All right. Number two is you need to do a little bit of stalking. So.
It's called recon.
So this is what I do for my friends. A few months before their birthday or Christmas, whatever, I take an extra look. You know, open up my ears, listen around. What could they need in life? Oh, man. I'm really running low on chapstick. Ding, ding, ding. I will get you some
amazing
chapstick.
Amazing gift.
Or something even more. Like one of my friends was like, her car key thing broke. And so I got her this really cute, like, keychain that she had for, like, a year. So, you know, got to listen closely to what they might want. All right, next. You got to spend your time doing research to find the best possible version of what you're getting. You know, you could just run out last minute and grab a journal, or you could be like, what's like a cool, you know, interesting, unique custom journal, you know, something cool. Give it some spice. Give it some finesse.
I'm just gonna add something, even though this is Catherine's thing. Personalizing something, you know, DIYing, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah,
it really brings it close to your heart, and people tell you really put some effort into
Let's add that DIY gifts. See, I'm an on the fly kind of girl. DIY gifts are a blessing. My actual favorite gift of all time was a box that my friend like stained for me with her dad, who was like a wood making person, and so she like stained this huge box.
He's God. He makes wood.
He's a woodpecker.
Wood comes from trees, Lisa. Trees make wood. Okay.
No, trees just are.
God
wood.
Makes trees.
So anyways, DIY just is extra credit. That is great. All right, next one. Presentation. All about the presentation. If you got a great gift and you wrap it up in a trash bag.
Excuse me, it's still a great gift.
Oh!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But I'm not really saying about, that because you does know how to wrap presents.
Guys, I'm not saying
exactly.
You hit a soft spot.
I'm not saying how to get by with a gift. I'm saying how to go to the next level.
Okay.
So you gotta get that good presentation.
Somebody need an elevator.
Okay, anyway.
Stop trying to deflect from the truth. Okay, anyways. Oh. 1 year, not to toot my own horn, but I mean, you know what? This is not tooting my own horn. Because usually my presentation is just kind of, you know, it's good, but it's not really stepping up to the next level. 1 year, though, I was going for it. I don't know what got into me that year. I just had a twinkle in my eye. But I decided to get a roll of brown craft paper.
I remember this.
And I wrapped all the presents in brown craft paper, and I got these glitter bows and glitter ribbons, and then I stamped everyone's name with
cute.
Black stamp. So it was like black
that was intense.
Paper and glitter. Maybe I'll do that
it
again
was
this
so
year.
Cute.
Who is she?
You know. All right. The last piece to the puzzle, the cherry on top, especially for people like me with a love language of words of affirmation. Gotta wrap that thing up with a card. You're gonna need a great card. Spend your time. Pick out the one that just matches the vibe. TM.
Or and, make one.
Oh, I should do a segment on cards because I could talk
for
hours on greeting cards. All right,
yes.
Stay tuned. But yeah, so just write them a nice card expressing your heartfelt feelings. And that's really gonna be the last thing that's gonna take that gift to the next level. So, there you go, guys. How to give a great gift. Hope you're inspired. If you want to practice on someone, send me a gift. No.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, there we go.
Amazing.
Excellent. Ooh. Lisa.
Ooh.
We gotta hear the story of wrong.
Ooh. Oh, this is my song.
Wrong is a song.
What if I told this whole extremely serious story with an Irish accent?
Please don't.
Don't do that.
Please don't.
I won't. I don't have it practiced well enough. I'm not comfortable.
Okay.
Speaking with an Irish accent. Okay. I have to start with a classic. So, this is my song, Wrong, off of our album, Sad Girls Club, my solo song. I wrote this on Christmas Eve last year. Very depressing.
Christmas Eve is not depressing.
No, the fact that I wrote this song on Christmas Eve is very depressing. I had been like working a lot. I feel like last year we kind of worked like later, right? We stopped working like closer to Christmas than we usually do. So I just felt really like out of touch. I don't know why I'm crouching like this. You just ignore it. I was really out of touch and I was going on a walk through my neighborhood and I was just like, I need to. Like, I don't like feeling this way. I literally have not cared about Christmas at all this year. I have no spirit. I barely bought anyone a present. Like, I did, but I had to really push myself, which is weird.
Should have had my tips.
I know. I needed her tips. So I was like, I got to figure this out. So I was on my walk, and I was just, like, working through everything, and I was like, oh, gosh. I kind of, like, realized what was going on inside of me. Like, I've been trying so hard to, like, be lovable. Whatever that means, like, whatever I thought it meant, I was trying to, like, look perfect all the time and be interesting and not be too desperate, but be available and go out and see people and, I don't know, I was just trying to do all these things. And I felt so empty. I was just thinking about how all of my efforts to, like, fill myself up and, like, stuff myself did not work at all. And, like, yeah, I was really trying to, like, get attention from, like, guys and stuff, and it was not working. So I was just, like, really lonely. And then in my neighborhood, it's Christmas Eve morning, so, like, no one's really out at all. It's very empty and silent. And then this song just came right out of me, and I was like, oh, great. This is awesome. I was definitely crying when I wrote it. It's kind of cool because I did it as a piano demo, and it ended up, like, kind of the same way. But that's how I heard it in my head. But yeah, the song is just about putting in a lot of effort and, like, it's not bad to put in effort, but you're putting effort into the wrong things. And then you wonder why none of it's working out and you wonder why you're not getting where you want to go, but it's just because you're going the wrong way. The wrong way. But yeah, it's just very vulnerable about realizing that you're desperate and sad and empty.
Yep.
And it's called Wrong.
Oh.
That was sad.
Good story.
What? No slow clap?
No.
So that's the story of wrong. If you want to take a listen, make sure you have tissues.
If I were to put the genre on this song, I would have entered it as like horrifyingly personal. Every time I play it for people, I'm so used to hearing it. Like, I'm just like, oh, cool. And then, like, the words start playing. I'm like, yeah, it's my song. And then I imagine it from their point of view. And I'm like,
oh, crap.
And they're like, wow, this is what she's thinking. And then I realize how that looks. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, that's my song. And I, like, I literally have to just go and go on my phone and just, like, not look at them. Like, and then it's over. I'm like, turn right here.
Turn wrong.
This quite a vulnerable song.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. That was a good one. So, question of the day with me. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
All right. I almost skipped it and thought it was taste notes. So, okay, this is question of the day. Now that I just feel like we need to take a moment and like a breath. Like,
yeah.
All right. We're going to take
a turn. Also, I feel like I look crazy that whole time because my contacts are really dry. So it's kind of like.
I mean, because you were squatting.
Yeah, I'm squatting and blinking a lot.
All right, so
let's go a little more hopeful with this question of the day with Kath.
All right. Ooh. Wow, I feel like I really get to have a word in this podcast.
Yeah, you didn't talk that much.
Here's the question. Oh, by the way, still not bullying. I don't feel bullied, just so you know. Okay. And to add to the joy that we all feel, what is your favorite personality feature in yourself? And I'd like to preface this by saying, when I suggest this question, Christina said, oh, you ask us this like every day.
Well, I thought you said just feature before. You didn't say personality.
She did.
Feature.
Personality. No, feature.
What is your favorite personality
what
feature?
That mean?
Personality trait.
Of yourself.
Feature of your personality trait.
Oh, come on. You know what I mean.
You know what that means.
I have a quick question. What defines your personality?
What?
Not your body.
No, but I'm saying
something
like...
Something that's not physical about you, basically. That
just anything not physical?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
What does define your personality? That's actually a great question.
If you say, my favorite personality trait is I'm good at swimming. Yeah, that's not a personality
either.
Trait.
NASA, no. Okay. That is physical.
Not
don't
like
swim.
Your talents. Wait, I'm going to look this up right now.
Yeah.
I never thought about that before.
I want to know real quick.
No, it doesn't matter what the definition is. I'm just saying it's not about like your skills or your talents or your
the
features.
The combination
like, physical features. Of characteristics or qualities that form an individual's distinctive character.
Okay, got it.
All right.
I will start with mine.
So
I love
it's characteristics
bragging.
Or qualities?
I'm really excited
it's
about
not
this
a
one.
Brag.
No, I'm not being sarcastic.
You can talk about yourself
I'm
in a positive way.
I'm 100% serious.
Okay.
I love bragging. I'm a very narcissistic person. So
no, you're not.
You're not. Okay,
anyway. I love myself.
You can love yourself and not be a narcissist.
My favorite thing about my non-physical, non-talent self is the fact that I care a lot about other people. Mm. And I...
See, that's not a narcissist. They don't care about other people.
Okay. I just mean I like myself a lot.
You can say your favorite trait is being a narcissist.
Okay.
That's not the point. I care a lot about other people, and I see the good in almost everyone, which sometimes backfires. And I can always just see someone's heart and their pure intentions rather than their poor actions. So sometimes it doesn't work out so well, like with men, but with everyone else, it's good. I like it.
It's good quality. Good
not
qual.
A jaded person.
Good qual.
Oh, I guess I'll go. I feel like this is like ironic because I've been out of touch with myself this year, but in general, I feel like my ability to know myself and others, like why I'm doing what I'm doing or why they're doing what they're doing when I use the skill, it's one of my favorite traits.
Awareness.
Yeah, awareness.
Laura?
I would say mine, well, it's kind of a blessing and a curse, though, is my chronic need to do the right thing. Always.
Oh, wow.
Always. Like, I can't lie. I can't, like...
Lead someone astray.
Embezzle.
Yeah.
Can't steal, you
can't
cheat.
I can't do anything wrong, like, really wrong. I can't do it. So it's good, but then it's bad sometimes because then sometimes I'm like... I need to do the right thing. And sometimes I think that the right thing is like overextending myself for someone when I don't really need to do that.
Ooh,
but it's still good because I'm like, I have a chronic need to do the right thing. So I'm okay.
That's cool.
All right. Yeah. I would say very similar to Danny's. Well, no, actually different. Kind of a mixture of Danny and Lisa's. I would say mine is my, it's like a twofold thing of being empathetic towards people, mm-hmm. putting myself in their shoes, but that is caused because I'm really good at reading people. Mm. So being mm-hmm. able to like read between the lines just by like being around someone gives me a lot of compassion mm-hmm. for them, you know, because I can see their goodness very easily, but I can also see where they struggle, which makes them like human. And yeah, so it's like reading people / empathy.
Mm. Nice.
You want to go?
Oh, yes. Yes. I have a really bad headache. Ow.
I'm sorry.
I think it's probably one of two things. One, the fact that I can talk a lot to anyone, which is a very, handy trait.
Yes, that's handy. True.
I can literally talk to anyone. Good. I will force myself to talk to anyone. Like,
so you're a good conversationalist.
If anybody needs to be talked to, like, I can do it.
Aww.
Not, like, confronted. The not, lonely. Like, talked to. But, like, if they're like, oh, this person's here, they don't know anyone, I'm like, okay, I'll go talk to them. And even if they don't say a word, I will still talk to them. And another one is the fact that I try very hard, and I have my entire life, to never, ever, ever do anything that would hurt another person.
Mm. And so you care about others, basically.
I thought it was a bad thing, but now I'm realizing it's actually a good thing to try really hard not to hurt people. So
why would you think that was a bad thing?
Because it's like you're trying so hard all the time, just stop.
Okay. So mine is that, as Amy said in the last episode that I've said about myself, I'm a very vivacious young woman.
Vivacious?
Yes. Isn't vibrant the word?
No,
vivacious.
Oh. Vivacious or works vibrant. Too. Vivacious works.
I say a few words about myself like that. Very vibrant young woman. A very vivacious young woman. So I just like that I have...
Very voracious.
I got a lot of spice. I got a... Zest
got
for
a kick.
Zest for life.
She just has a lot of the hang loose emoji.
Got a lot of energy. Mm. I just like having a lot of energy because everyone around me is so tired and I'm not, except for once it gets 8 p.m.
Yes.
Besides that, I like having a lot of energy, whether it's a rage boiling within me for good causes, sometimes not good causes, but mostly good causes, or just an excitement for life. That's I just love to have so much going on.
That's good.
It's a trip.
I'm gonna change mine really quick. Sorry.
Oh God.
I'm just adding one, and it is that Christina pointed this out, and I think it's my favorite thing about myself is that I am an influential person with my like vibe. So like if I am with a bunch of friends who are like dead fishes, then if I act like energetic and like the way that I normally am, then it'll change everyone in the room, and like people will either hate it and like get away from me because they don't want to be lifted up with my natural vibe, or they will go along on the wild ride that is my life and they will be lifted up because of me. So yeah.
Woo-hoo! Okay. That's good. Thank you for sharing, ladies.
Love, self-love.
So, Dan,
everyone give yourself a hug. No. You know, a good old pat on the back. You're doing a good job.
I hugged myself. So now, Danny, let's hear some notes.
Ooh.
Let's hear some notes to sell from Danny.
Oh, Lauren's
really in this hug to win it.
She's so really herself.
It's kind of a stretch, too.
Danny.
I do this a lot, actually.
I said, hold on.
All right, Danny will share some of her notes.
All right, guys. So let me just say, I've said a lot of notes to self, and I'm running out.
But I still have some.
These notes itself don't just come out of thin.
Okay, let the lady finish.
I made it notes actually, I'll give it to you later.
You cannot do that.
Oh, okay.
So,
dang it.
The first one is, when moving to a different house or whatever, only trust yourself with important boxes.
Oh, yes. Amen.
And it's a great thing. Truth. And again, these notes itself are stuff you wouldn't normally think of, you know? Mm. So,
well, I would think of that, but...
Yeah. Okay, well... No, I'm saying, like, you wouldn't think, what are some life tips? Let me think about moving. Like,
yeah. No, that comes actually only to, like, paranoid hermits.
All right, these are my notes, not yours. Yeah, I'm not a paranoid hermit. I trust everyone. So I have to remind myself, look, you can't just give your value to the homeless man on the street.
Okay.
Hey, can you carry this for me? So, my second one is, sorry, this is offensive, but I don't think any of us want to brand deal with this person. Or not person, this company. Don't go to IHOP. I'm sorry. Don't go to IHOP. You think it's good. You look at it. You're like, oh, it looks cool, whatever. And then you go in and you get like a soggy pancake with like a whole bunch of stuff on it that you didn't want.
Sad.
I'm not speaking for everyone. I'm not saying everyone here is IHOP. I'm not really sure.
But I feel bad.
I will tell you right now that these notes are for me, so I need to remind myself, do not go to IHOP because it's not worth it.
I feel like Waffle House for
less. Yes, if you're going to go anywhere, go to Waffle House.
But they don't have that California, so screw you.
Just make your own waffles.
Make your own breakfast. Way better. Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
Thank you for those notes.
Riveting.
All right. It's time for Get Real with Christina.
I just want to share for everyone who doesn't know that Christina has a nickname, which is Crisis Tina.
Because everything is a crisis.
And I call her that all the time.
Wait, she saved my phone as Crisis.
Yeah.
Yes. Just Crisis.
I love a good crisis. All right, so.
Yes, me too.
The theme of today, wrong. I just want to talk to you
about how you're wrong.
How do I put the word wrong into this? If you're twisting yourself into this thing that you're not, you're wrong. But, I mean, just don't do that, basically, is what I want to say. I want to talk to you about if you're putting in effort and getting nothing back because you're trying to be something that you're not and you're trying really hard to get people to like you or a guy to like you or things to be different by being something that you're not, I just want to sell you on the idea that you need to stop doing that. And you need to figure out who you are and be yourself. Now, this is the most, like, cliche.
We got a frying pan of truth over there.
It's the frying pan
of truth. I hit myself with the frying pan.
Oh, no. Okay, be yourself sounds very, like, cliche and overused and blah, blah, blah.
And vague.
So when people say that, everyone's like, I don't want to be myself. Or, like, that's dumb. In one ear, out the other. I don't want to be myself. I want to be someone more exciting than me. Whatever. But I'm telling you, this is sad but true. You can't be a better version of someone else than they can. So you're going to be a second-rate version of someone else if you're always trying to be someone else. You're never going to be the pinnacle. But if you are yourself to the fullest, you're going to be an awesome individual. Now, listen. I love Logic, okay? Not the rapper, but I'm talking about Logic in general.
He's great too.
Who gave him
I have no comment on him. Neutral. Anyway, I love being logical, and you logical people out there are going to be like, why? How do you know it's good to be me, and how do you know I'm going to be cool if I'm just being myself? There's no logic for this. I do not know why this is the way it is, but we are all unique individuals. That's a fact. That is a fact, okay? And I don't know why, but when people are 100% themselves, it's impossible to not be an incredible person. I don't know why that's true. I would say it's because God created you and he doesn't create trash humans. That's what I would say. And I would say that I tell this to myself a lot. I say that whole like quote that's like, the same God who created the galaxies and the oceans looked at you and thought, this world needs one of you too. I think that to myself all the time. Like, I'm a freaking galaxy. I'm an ocean. That's what I am. Not a piece of trash in the bottom of a trash can. So I want to remind you that you are not an old banana peel. I had a banana this morning. That's not what you are. You're a galaxy. You are an ocean.
Can we get a slow clap?
You are
yeah.
You are an incredible, incredible being. And I don't have to know you to know that. It's just a fact. There's no logic I can give you besides what I said. I don't know why, so stop giving me, well, yourself, or me if you're talking to me right now, if you do what I do and you talk to your phone when you watch videos.
I do that.
Don't give me your excuses of why you think you're not incredible. I already know you are. But if you're living in a way that's not you, it's not authentic to you, it's not genuine, you are going to feel kind of weird. And those feelings are going to be steering you in a different direction, okay? They're telling you, they're there to tell you, this feels kind of weird. Something's a little off. It's because you're not being yourself. And I'll close this off by saying, if Lauren went around and she tried to be like Danny and she was like, I'm going to go around and be really energetic and yell all the time and scream. Okay. She would not be able to do it that well. She'd probably
be so sad.
She'd be able to try for a while, but she wouldn't keep it up. If Danny went around, she's like, I'm going to be a quiet, mysterious girl like
Which
Lauren.
I have attempted.
Well, she's tried to.
Me three.
It's not going to be a happy ending. She's not going to be as good as Lauren at being that, and Lauren is not going to be as good at Danny at being that. And if they did that, they would just be feeling like, why am I not so good? And why do things feel bad? They're also going, also going to attract people who like that quiet thing if they're being quiet. And then when they are accidentally loud, they ain't going to like them.
Yikes.
So,
skirt.
I Yeah, I just want to sell you on that idea that who you are is already incredible, and you should start being that instead of being someone you're not.
All right.
That was intense.
Our friend Hudson commented a great thing on my Instagram the other day. He said, "You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the ocean in a drop." I was like,
"Oh, I like that."
I like choked up. I was like, "Oh my God."
Oh, that's
like,
all
right.
Like, you're a million amazing.
Let's close this off with some.
One tiny thing in a.
You know Let's close this off with some positivity. We got the Cimarelli Challenge.
Ooh!
All right, so today's challenge is to have a letting go ceremony. We want you to write down a list of all the things that you think are wrong with you. And then you are going to rip it up or burn it in a safe environment.
With the fire marshal president.
With the permission of your parents.
With the permission of your parents.
Dispose of it safely.
Yeah, a contained fire surrounded by water. I don't know, your bathtub.
Control burn.
Don't light your bathtub
on
fire.
Just rip it up. You know, that's probably the better option here.
Paper shredder?
And then
paper shredder.
Send us a pic. Or just tell us. You don't have to tell us all the things you think are wrong with you if you think that's too personal. But you could just tell us that you did it. Maybe send us an emoji if you don't feel like.
So how do they tell us this?
Using the hashtag
Cimarelli Podcast.
Yeah.
You got it. So do it. Be good. Be better because of it.
That's the challenge.
Love it.
All right. Going to wrap this whole episode up with Lisa's inspirational ponderings.
Okay. Today, I've prepared a quick cover for you.
Oh, no.
And I would like to give you this song to use. You can use... This is from the movie Eat, Pray, Love. He sings this to his wife, who is trying to divorce him in a law office. He's like, he says, my client himself, he's representing himself. My client has prepared a song he'd like to share. And you can use this song if someone's trying to break up with you. If you're playing a game with someone, a board game, and they're trying to walk away and quit. If someone is firing you, you can use the song.
Oh,
so
no.
It goes like this. Quitter. So, getting fired, play a board game, getting broken up with.
Getting divorced.
Everybody. That was called Quitter by What's His Face. Thank you.
Amazing.
How on earth did you think of that?
I was in the bathroom and I was just going, that's that song. I was like, I should share that.
Quitter.
And they're the wife and her lawyer are like,
what?
Is he serious?
Okay, thank you.
Quitter.
Thank you for sharing
thank
that.
Thank you for quitting.
We
love you all.
What's that word?
Closing statement.
You know, when you have to like separate yourself from something to make sure you don't get trolled by the law.
Oh, disclaimer.
I do not affiliate.
I have a disclaimer that I don't suggest you use her song in any of those situations.
What? Someone's playing a board game, you think they're going to have...
Except for that
legal
one.
Ramification.
What's the word? It comes back to you?
No. It's not. It's
what's the word?
If my brain was working,
it's like a ripple.
I would know the word.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. That was a great song. I'm glad we got to hear a cover by Lisa Cimarelli. We were blessed.
Streaming on Spotify.
Our ears have been truly blessed. See you guys next time. Bye.
Bye, readers.
Get out.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.